朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
你要知道，神一点都没有兴趣把我们的脏东西挖出来看。
Do you know that God is not interested at all to dig out all the filth within our life?
我们还没有生，他就已经知道我们这个人。
Before we were even born, He already knew our condition.
我们从里到外多坏，很多时候连自己都不认识。
Sometimes we are not even aware how corrupted we are.
神早就知道。
But God already knew.
神没有兴趣挖出来来骂我们。
And He's not interested to dig out all the filth to rebuke us.
神为什么要容许我们碰到困境，碰到自己不行，是为了让我们认识自己。
But why would God allow us to come to the ends of our wits so that we will know about ourselves?
除非我真正从心里面认识自己的败坏和无能。
Unless we truly know from our hearts our corruption and our weakness,
我们不可能真正的谦卑的来依靠圣灵来接受基督做生命的。
It would be impossible for us to come humbly, accept a Holy Spirit and live by it.
我在说哈。除非我们真正真正的认识自己的败坏。
Let me repeat again, unless we truly know from our heart our weaknesses and our corruption.
不然我们不容易那样子的降卑，真实的来依靠圣灵。
Otherwise, we will never humbly come before God and rely on the Holy Spirit.
不要再埋怨周围的人事物了。
Let's stop blaming on people and things around us.
他们不是我们的 troublemaker.
They are not our troublemakers.
我上次去年跟于师母去参加一个Pastoral 的 conference, 一个牧者的 特会。
Last year, my wife and I went to a pastoral conference.
那很多牧师都在那里讲到自己的辛苦哈。
And many pastors talk about how difficult the difficulties they have.
然后被称为牧师的牧师，一个年长的牧师，在这边安慰这些做传道人、做牧师的人。
And there's a senior pastor, is like the pastor of the pastors. He was encouraging and comforting the pastors.
他说每一个教会里面，神一定都放了一些 joy sucker.
He says God has placed for sure in every single church some joy suckers.
你怎么不翻中文？就是破坏你喜乐的人。
Someone who will destroy your joy.
不管你多么喜乐、兴致冲冲的来到神家，总会有人把你的喜乐夺去的。
No matter how joyful you and with excitement you come to church, there will always be someone who will take away your joy.
我很感谢主哈，在我们中间这个，我不晓得是有抗体还是什么哈，这种人不多。
I'm really thankful that maybe we have the immunity already. We hardly see any.
不见得要来教会嘛哈，我想你们在家里面恐怕也有。
But doesn't have to be at church. I'm sure there are some in your home.
在公司里面可能也有。
Or maybe at your workplace. I'm sure.
啊，你不碰到这个人还好哈，还好。一碰到他，所有的喜乐被他给拿走了。
That you will be okay, okay until you meet this person, and he will immediately take away your joy.
保罗说：“无论是生，无论是死，我要叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督。”
Yeah, Paul says, whether by life or by death, that Christ will always be magnified in my body, and he even says to live is Christ.
这个不仅仅要被提醒，而且要一辈子都要在这里操练。
Not only that we need to be reminded, we need to practice throughout our life.
这个叫做交换的生命。
Because this is a life of a great exchange.
就是戴德森牧师说的交换的生命。每一次看到我的不行，我把我自己交给耶稣，我让他来替我活，来替代我。
This is what Pastor Hudson Taylor says. Our life is a life of exchange. Whenever we see our weaknesses, then we come to him and exchange our weaknesses with his power.
这个也叫做 transformation.
This is also called transformation.
哎呀，我常常看到很多弟兄姊妹的改变啊。
And then sometimes I see brothers and sisters' transformation.
那是我们心里面最大的喜乐。
And that is our greatest joy.
前一阵子我跟于师母，我们跟弟兄姊妹吃饭的时候。
Some time ago, Pastor Nancy and I were having meal with some brothers and sisters.
有一个姊妹跟我们讲到，她的弟兄的改变啊。
And the sister mentioned about the change and her husband.
非常正面的。
It was very positive.
她说她脾气也改了，很多的性格性情都改了。
Says his temper, his personality all have been changed.
她说连在外面读书的女儿回来的时候都会说，哎，爸爸你不一样。
Even their daughter coming back from college will notice the change in her father. Says, Dad, you're different.
你现在开车也不会再去骂人家是乌龟了。
And now when you're driving, you don't curse the other drivers as a turtle.
那个姊妹就跟我们讲，她说我们的弟兄以前急性子，看到人家开太慢就会骂人家乌龟。
Because the sister confirmed that her husband used to have a very quick temper, that whenever he sees a slow driver, he will call them turtles.
她说有一次她还提醒她的弟兄，她说你不要乱骂，万一碰到鱼师母的话，你。
Once she even reminded her husband, don't just do that. What if the driver is Pastor Nancy?
他们说没有想到在红绿灯一看果然就是于师母。
And there was one time that the other driver was indeed Pastor Nancy.
于师母说看在他生命改变的缘故不跟他计较了。
Pastor Nancy was gracious to forgive him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命都被改变的啊。
See, our life could be transformed.
你就在不知不觉里面，你就看到很多弟兄姊妹在被神改变。
Without knowing it, many brothers and sisters are being transformed.
最直接、最彻底、最真实的改变，永远是基督的替代。
And the most direct and obvious change is always the replacement of Jesus Christ.
不是外面的要求跟效法。
It's not to learn outwardly.Or required, our requirement, but the replacement of Jesus Christ.
所以我真的想跟弟兄姊妹提出一个挑战跟请求。
So I'd like to pose a challenge and also request to brothers and sisters.
Let's try it.
让我们来试试。
我们来试试看。
Let's try it.
Max Lucado 在他的那本书《Just Like Jesus》，我曾经讲到引用过。他说：“假如耶稣明天替你活一天。”
So Max Lucado in his book, what's the book?
Max Lucado, Just Like Jesus.
Just Like Jesus. And he says, what if Christ can live for you tomorrow?
就是明天你把你自己从你的这个人里面倒出来，让耶稣充满你，替你活一天。
That you will leave your body tomorrow and then have Jesus Christ live for you for one day.
替你做所有的决定，替你去买菜。替你去 shopping， 替你做所有的事情。
That he will live one day life for you. He will go to school for you, go to work for you, go to food shopping for you, and make decisions for you.
你们都脑筋都稍微想一下哈。
So that's all.
你觉得别人会发现你不同的，请举手，好不好
？Please raise your hand if people will notice that you're different tomorrow.
别人看不出来你不同的，请举手。
Or people will not notice any difference.
怎么这么多人明天不想活了？我都不知道。
So many of us don't want to live tomorrow.
我决定相信周围的人，绝大部分人会发现我不一样。
I'm sure most of people will notice our difference.
因为姊妹，这个不用假设，耶稣明天替我们活一天，这根本就是圣经的真理，这就是保罗在告诉我们。
So we actually don't have to say suppose or pretend that tomorrow Jesus will live for us. This is actually the truth that Paul is telling us.
好不好？我们从现在开始到今天晚上夜里十二点钟。
How about let's try it from this moment until tonight midnight.
或者你晚上睡觉的时候。
Or whatever your bedtime is.
你从现在开始，只要被圣灵提醒，都提醒自己说：“我要活的是耶稣。”
So whenever the Holy Spirit reminds you, then you'll be reminded that to live.For me to live is Christ.
请记得哈，不光是 live for Jesus, live for Christ. 不光是我愿意为他活，而是说我开始操练，我活着是基督。
Let's practice. It's not to live for Christ, but to live as Christ.
试试看。
Let's try it.
等一下你吃饭的时候，孩子突然你的小孩跑来烦你。
So maybe at lunchtime, your kid will come over and bother you.
你正在生气烦他的时候，如果圣灵提醒你，你就换说耶稣在的话会怎么对他
？As you start getting annoyed, let's try to be reminded. What would Jesus do?
你今天回到家，下午有那么多的家事要做，太太一直在旁边 nag 你。你平常怎么反应，跟现在让耶稣替你反应，看看有没有。不同
So this afternoon when you go home, there's so much chore, so many chores at home, and your wife start nagging you. Let's try to see what Jesus will do.
弟兄姊妹，我真的希望这样子的信息，我们每一个人，尤其是报告，我需要常常的被提醒。
I hope that we can always be reminded, especially me.
不然你会发现我们基督徒的生活几乎快跟世人没有两样。
Otherwise, our Christian living is almost the same as the non-believers.
我们把一个更高的道德标准，一个更高的一个行事为人的要求挂在我们身上，我们活得很辛苦的。
We impose on ourselves a higher standard and higher morals, and we live such a difficult life.
但是圣经却告诉我们，保罗却告诉我们，我活着就是基督，这是他的秘诀，这是我们的出路啊。
And yet Paul tells us that for me to live is Christ, that is his secret and our way out.
所以我们的重点先不要在外面的行为是什么，先重在成为。
So let us not focus on the outward behavior first, but what we can become.
我们是神的儿子，有神儿子的生命。
Because we're children of God, we have the life of Son of God.
先不重在我要达到，先重在得到。
Let us not focus on how we can reach there, but what we have already obtained.
不光只是 attain, 而是 obtain. 我们得到了基督，这个是 make a difference.
Not only to focus on how we can reach and attain, but what we can obtain Christ.
这是保罗活出来给我们的见证。底下保罗讲他的榜样，他说我情愿离世与基督同在。
Then Paul gives us his example that he has this desire to depart this world.
哦，这是他爱耶稣爱到一个地步，他的表现，他真的就是情愿与基督同在，好的无比。他说
，Because he loved Christ such to a point that he rather depart from this world and be Christ. He says this is far better.
我想我不要踹你们了哈。有一个牧师也是讲到离世与主同在，好的无比。问大家阿不阿门，大家都阿门的。
Once a pastor asked his congregation, "Do you all agree that it is far better to be with Christ and leave this world?"
他说：“那你现在就想去的，请举手。”就没有人举手了。
And then, so he asked, "So who wants to go now?" And no one raised his hand.
我跟你讲，想离世与主同在，要么就是活得不耐烦，活得太痛苦啊。
Yes, some people may say they desire to depart from this world because their life is too difficult.
或者犯了太大的错，闯了大篓子。不知道怎么面对，想赶快去见主。
Oh, they made a great mistake. They don't know how to handle the mess, so they just want to leave and be with the Lord.
再不然就是真正倾心爱主，像提摩太后书第四章讲的，爱慕主显现。
Or there will be a group of people who really love the Lord with their heart and desire his appearance.
他情愿离世与主同在。
But Paul, he had this desire to depart and be with Christ.
他说那是好的无比的事情。
And he says that is far better.
他所爱的耶稣，所侍奉的耶稣，可以面对面见面。
That he wished to face to face meet the Lord that he loves and serves.
我正面的、反面的、想见主的这种感觉都有。
I have both positive and negative desires to see the Lord.
很痛苦、很灰心的时候，真想主，赶快去见主。
Sometimes I get frustrated and despair. I really want to just go and meet the Lord.
有时候爱主爱的也是真的想去见他。
And sometimes I love Him to a point. I really want to go see Him.
但是接下来保罗却知道自己仍旧存活的目的和价值。
But yet, on the other hand, Paul knew very well the purpose and the worth for him to remain alive.
他说他在两难之间，他知道他留下来有他的价值。
Paul says he was hard pressed between the two, and yet he knew the value for him to stay alive.
他知道因着他留下来，能够结更多的果子，
有
更多人信主。
By staying in the flesh, more people will be saved.
他也知道他留下来能够叫腓立比教会的圣徒们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
He also knows that by him remaining alive, it will be the benefit for Philippian saints in the progress and joy of their faith.
让那些没有喜乐的能够变得喜乐。
So those who lack joy will have joy.
那些原本喜乐的喜乐能够更加增加。
And those who already had joy, their joy will even increase.
他说能够使你们在基督里的欢乐，因为他来能够越发的加增。
Paul says that the joy of Philippian saints will be more abundant by his going to them.
我每次读到保罗讲这样子讲，我都觉得我们真的很惭愧啊。
And every time I see what Paul says, I always feel ashamed.
就是你不跟保罗接触则已，你跟他接触，你一定受他影响。
It seems like whoever comes in contact with Paul will always be impacted.
他充满了把握。
He's full of assurance.
他说：“我知道我在你们中间能够叫你们又长进又喜乐。
”He says, "I know that if I go to you, then there will be progress and joy of faith.
我巴不得这是我们在座所有的爸爸妈妈们的挑战。
And I hope it will be a challenge for all parents here.
也是我们所有弟兄姊妹，我们在服侍主的时候的挑战。我到底能不能让我周围的人能够因为我存在，能够又长进？
And I hope all of us who serve God will also take this as a challenge. Can people around me benefit and then they will have progress and joy of faith because I'm there?
还是我真的成为 joy sucker, 好让对方喜乐失去的原因
or if I'm just a joy sucker and I'll be the reason for them to lose their joy?
还是我成为对方不肯追求、不肯长进的原因？
Or I become a hindrance to people's progress and joy of their faith.
所以我常常引用这个爱因斯坦的一句话，他说：“不要去羡慕做一个成功的人，要羡慕做一个有价值的人。”
So I often like to quote Einstein. He says, "Don't long to be a successful person, but to be a valuable person."
因为每一个人对成功的 definition 定义都不一样。
Because everyone has different definition for success.
爱钱的人就觉得钱越多越成功。
For people who love money, would define success of being having a lot of money.
有的人就觉得我的成就越多，我越成功。
And some define as a high achievement.
有的人觉得我地位越高，我越成功。
Or higher position.
有人觉得掌声越多，我越成功。
Or men's praises and applause.
但是什么叫做有价值？
But what does it mean to be valuable?
对我们基督徒，一个有价值的人，就是一个有属灵影响力的人。
For Christians, a valuable person is a person with spiritual influence.
他不光能够叫神喜乐。
Not only this person can please God.
我上次讲过，我们这个人的影响力不仅能够影响神。当我们亲近他的时候，他就那么高兴地来亲近我们。
I shared with you before that our influence will not only reach God, that when we draw near to Him,
我们能够影响撒旦的。
Enjoy. We can also impact Satan.
勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Because the Scripture says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
我们在地上捆绑的神，在天上为我们捆绑。
Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
这是有属灵影响力的人。
So this is a person with spiritual influence.
他影响神，影响撒旦，他更是影响周围的人。
He will impact God, Satan, and people around him.
他的存在，他的出现，能够把神的同在带来。
His existence and appearance will bring about presence of God.
能够把属灵的祝福带来。
He will bring about spiritual blessings.
他可以扭转一个局面。
He can turn the situation upside down.
当同工们在冲突、在不和的时候，他的来到能够让大家彼此相爱。
And he will be able to bring about peace and love when coworkers have conflicts.
聚会死气沉沉的，他就出现，让整个聚会活起来了。
And he will be able to bring life to a dead meeting.
我不晓得你们有没有经验，我好几次在参加波饼聚会的时候，自己里面原来很低落的，甚至整个聚会都很低落。
I don't know if you have this experience, but oftentimes, especially during the breaking of bread meeting, sometimes the meeting feels dead, and I feel dead too.
突然有一个弟兄或姊妹祷告，他的祷告把整个聚会活起来了，点火了。
And all of a sudden, a brother or a sister prayed, and then that prayer lifted and make this meeting alive.
弟兄姊妹，我们要羡慕像保罗这样子的人。
Brothers and sisters, let's long to be someone like.
所以别人称他是搅乱天下 ，turn the world upside down 的人。
So someone called him that is a person who turned the world upside down.
他来到一个城，可以整个城为着他而轰动起来啊。
He came to a city, and the entire city will be excited, there will be commotion.
甚至仇敌说这些人像瘟疫一样，他们太有影响力了。
And some people will even say these people are like disease because they're so influential.
你想不受我影响，你都没办法的。
It's impossible for you not to be influenced by me.
虽然你跟我在一起骂我、讨厌我，但是你回家，我的瘟疫已经在你身上了。
Even though you might not like me and you will rebuke me, but after you go home, my disease is already on you.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做属灵的影响力，这就是基督徒该有的生活。
And that is the spiritual influence impact, and that is a Christian living.
所以保罗知道他去见主太好了。
So Paul knows that it's far better for him to go to the Lord.
但是他知道神留他在地上，只要留一天，他就有这一天的价值。
But yet he knows that as long as he remain on earth, there will be value even for every single day.
不管主把他摆到哪里去
，Wherever he was placed by the Lord,
他都可以去影响旁边的人。
He was able to influence people around him.
这是为什么他在哥林多后书第二章十四节他说：“感谢神率领我们在基督里夸胜。”
That's why he proclaimed in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says that praise to the Lord that he led us in triumph.
然后在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
God led us in triumph in Christ Jesus and spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ everywhere.
他带着基督的馨香之气啊。
He was with the fragrance of Christ.
他说这个香气可以叫人死，可以叫人活。他说这件事情谁能够担得起呢
？He says he carried this fragrance, and that fragrance can cause people to live or to die.
弟兄姊妹，我每次在保罗这些的信息面前，我真的觉得自己亏欠。活得太不像个该有的基督徒了。
Every time I read these passages, I just felt so ashamed. I fall short.
但我仍要照着我自己所说的，不要再把这些东西当行为来要求自己。
But then, as I said, don't take these as requirements for our behavior.
不要把 What would Jesus do 来要求你自己。
Do not impose on ourselves what would Jesus do?
那很多时候是一个行为，要先成为活着就是基督，你自己里面必须是基督的生命。
Because those are just the requirements for our behavior, but we first have to have this life of Christ to be like Christ.
我们活不出来耶稣的样子的。
Otherwise, we will not live out Christ.
我再说哈，下午接受挑战，等一下就接受挑战。
Let me try again. Let's try and then take the challenge starting.Now,
你不小心发了脾气了，又失败了，没关系，赶快认罪回来，说耶稣，让你替我活，不再是我，是你。
If you happen to fail and throw a temper, get upset, it's okay. Just immediately turn back and say, Christ, Jesus, for me to live as Christ.
所以我想，我们这几百个人，等一下个个是耶稣，我想大家今天都不想回家了。
So if every one of us live out Christ, then we will not want to go home. We will not want to leave here.
保罗不光自己是这样，他对腓立比的教会也是这样子的期望。
Not only Paul lives this way, he also has this expectation towards saints in Philippi.
他希望整个教会能够活出那个福音该有的意义和价值。
He hopes that the entire church will live out this meaning of gospel.
我听到一个牧师举的例子很有意思哈。现代人看电影都有什么 preview 是吧？是不是叫 preview？那个中文叫什么？
预告，预告，
预告片。OK， 好，预告。
So, like a pastor gave an example. Like nowadays, when you go to the movies, you will see the previews of other movies.
他们都把这个电影里面的 highlight 最精华的部分，好，最吸引的部分放在这个短短的一分钟里面。
Because they always put the highlights of the new movie together in this preview.
让你看了以后说，哦。我要看这个电影，对不对
？So after you watch it, say, "Okay, I'm gonna watch this movie."
虽然很多时候上当了哈。
Even though sometimes it was very deceptive.
但是我们现在不讲那个不好的。这个牧师就说，他说今天教会在地上就像是属天生活的 preview.
And then that pastor says, "Today, church on earth is like a preview of what is in heaven."
如果今天基督徒在地上活不出天上那么荣耀的那个小影的话，没有人想信耶稣的。
But if today Christians cannot live out at least a little bit of what is in heaven, then nobody wants to be a Christian.
他看看这个，他就想我不要信了，我没有什么价值，没什么兴趣。
And people will see some Christians and say, "Oh, there's no value of it."
所以保罗劝我们在地上行事为人要以基督的福音相称。要相称，他太荣耀了。
Paul says, "Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, which is so glorious."
所以教会在地上的使命太重要了。
So our mission on earth is so important.
当我们在这里为主做见证的时候
，When we become a witness for Christ,
仇敌一定会来攻击我们。
The enemy will for sure attack us.
他会来拦阻我们。
He will come to hinder us.
所以保罗在这里劝我们要同有一个心志，站立得稳。
Therefore, Paul says, "Stand fast in one spirit and with one mind."
为着所信的福音齐心努力，大家一起来。
And with one mind, strive together for the faith of the gospel.
然后凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。
And not in any way terrified by your adversaries.
不管仇敌的怎样来威胁我们。
No matter what kind of threats,
我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We know whom we believe.
我们知道所传的是什么。
We know what we preach about.
我们知道我们所见证的到底是什么。
We know what we are trying to testify.
这个把握要在我们里面，要在教会里面。
This insurance has to be assurance has to be in us and at a church.
所以我们福音不能够传得软软绵绵的，或是乏味。
So our preaching of the gospel should not be very weak or even boring.
没有信主的人不光要听福音，他们要看见福音的。
Non-believers not only need to hear about the gospel, they need to see the gospel.
当他们真看见教会不一样的时候，他们自己会来教会的。
When they see church is different, they will want to come.
撒迦利亚书也说到，当神的百姓复兴的时候，我会有十个人拉住一个人说，我要跟你一起去，我要认识你的神。
In the book of Zechariah, it says, when there's a revival in God's house, 10 people will try to grab one person and say, I want to know your God.
所以一百多年前威尔斯大复兴的时候就是这样子，罪人直接找到教会，说我要信耶稣。
This is exactly what happened more than 100 years ago at the Wells Revival. People would grab Christians and say, I want to believe in Jesus.
告诉我怎么样子可以信耶稣。
Please tell me how I can be saved.
那威尔斯复兴到一个地步，警察都没事干的了。
The revival at Wells was so powerful to a point the police were out of job.
酒吧一个一个关门。
Because all the bars were closed.
连交通警察都不用了，他们交通警察组成尸班站在路口献尸。
And then there was no need for traffic police officers. They just form a choir. 就是
这个叫做行事为人与所信的福音、所传的福音相称。
This is what it means.That let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
让这个 preview 好，不光是在地上，将来让他们羡慕到天上去。
So our church life will be a preview of what is in heaven.
在这一切的里面，我们一定会经过辛苦的。
And yes, and through all this, we will go through trials and conflicts.
但是不要灰心。
But please do not be despaired.
主耶稣在地上早就说了，为义受逼迫的是有福的，因为天国是他们。
Our Lord Jesus already said that blessed are those who are persecuted for the kingdom of God is theirs.
人如果因为我而辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，主告诉我们，我们是有福的人。
And the Lord says, blessed are those who are being rebuked or slandered by people for my sake.
因为从前的人也是这样子逼迫先知。
Because people in the same way persecuted the prophets.
所以当施布真，你知道这个讲堂丸子在那里。服侍神儿女传福音的时候，他受到很多的攻击。
So when Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, was preaching, he was greatly attacked by people.
他有一段时间非常的低落，非常的灰心。
For a time, he was very low in spirit and was very despaired.
他的师母做了一件很可爱的事情。
And his wife did something very lovable.
他把我刚刚讲的那一段话，马太福音第五章第十节到十二节写的大字以后贴在施布真睡觉的床上的天花板上。
So his wife made a poster of Matthew chapter 5 verse 10 to 12 and then taped it on the ceiling so for Spurgeon to see it.
因为他看到施布真常常躺在床上什么劲都没有，躺在那里望着天花板。
Because she saw a Spurgeon oftentimes would just lay in bed and watch the ceiling. So she put the poster on the ceiling for him to see.
施布真一次看，两次看，他太太一次祷告，两次为他祷告。有一天，施布真跳起来了。
And so the wife kept praying for him, and then he kept looking at the verse, and all of a sudden, one day, he jumped out of the bed.
他继续勇敢地起来为主传福音。
He continued to preach the gospel courageously for the Lord.
我们今天在这里其实太舒服了。
Today we live such a comfortable life.
在这里没有人拆教堂的十字架，没有人阻止我们聚会，没有人叫我们脱离信仰。
No one will force us to deny our faith or destroy our church.
但是我们有另外的攻击，这些同性恋的法案，这些世界的世代的潮流，科技物质给人的腐化，我们也是有各样仇敌的攻击。
But yet we have other types of other forms of attacks. For example, the legalization of same-sex marriage and all the currents in the world.
保罗劝我们为着所信的福音齐心努力。勇敢地站住。
But yet Paul says, stand fast, one spirit with one mind, strive together for the gospel.
因为最大的福音是耶稣基督成了我们的生命。
Because the greatest gospel is that Jesus Christ becomes our life.
这一个伟大的生命要从我们里面被活出来。
And this great life will be lived out from within us.
让每一个环境成为我们的挑战。
So that every circumstances will become our challenge.
每一个环境成为我们荣耀神的机会，让基督照常显大。
And every circumstances will become an opportunity for us to glorify God.
好不好？我们一起接受这个挑战。
Let us all together accept this challenge.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
你的爱激励我们，让我们愿意为你而活。
Your love compels us to live for you.
但是你更大的爱是将你自己的生命赐给了我们。
Yet the greater love is that you have given us your life.
让我们不仅仅可以活着为耶稣
Not only that we can live for Christ
能够让我们甚至活着就是基督
Even that we can live and then our, we live is Christ
主啊这真是何等惊人的恩典
This is such an amazing grace
这是何等伟大的救恩
Such a great salvation
在我们里面居然有你自己成为我们的生命
That you become our life
主啊不让我们在那里苦苦的挣扎无可奈何的过日子
Don't let us continue to struggle in our lives
让我们更多的转向你相信你接受你的替代
That we will turn to you instead and accept and believe that your substitution
好让我们也能够像保罗说无论在怎样的处境我总叫基督在我身上照常显大
So that we can proclaim like Paul says in whatever circumstances that Christ will be magnified in us always
因我活着就是基督
For to meTo live is Christ.
祝福我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹们。
Bless everyone of us here.
不管我们今天的处境、难处、痛苦是什么。
No matter what circumstances our pains and struggles are.
让我们来见证里面的生命大过这个世界。
Tell us to testify that your life is greater than what is in the world.
让我们来见证神能够照着那在我们里面运行的大力。要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的
That we can testify the great surpassing power that is working in us will accomplish what fully accomplish what God has intended
你的能力要在我们的软弱上显得完全
That your power will be made perfect in our weaknesses
谢谢你
Thank you Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目愿神的话语祝福你的新生命